Hello and welcome to episode 11 of the Dispatch Podcast, where each week we will dive in-depth into a new aspect of student life here at Bowie High School. I am your host, my name is Austin Savat, and today we are looking back on the 2019 Silver Star Spring Show, many of them performing for their last time on the Bowie stage this past weekend. This year's Silver Stars and the entire Bowie Dance Company knocked it out of the park as usual. With that said, let's get down into this, shall we? I'm sitting down here with seniors Kristen Hauk.
Hi.
And junior Jade Fatou.
Hello.
So, the spring show, it's a pretty huge deal for y'all. How long have all of y'all been prepping for this, just to kick us off here?
Well, a lot of our dances, we perform at contests and then spring show. So for the ones that we do both, we've been practicing them since September.
Wow.
In preparation. Not fully the whole time during practice, but we've definitely had them in our brains for a long time, and we've had to polish them.
Yeah, well, we've had to, like, take out people because...
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's complicated. Like, for competition season, we have the whole gym. Mm-hmm. For spring show season, we have our tiny little James Bowie stage.
James Bowie High School auditorium.
Yeah, so it's a lot of work.
So, wow. So what was all of that like in of the learning for each dance? Was that all done in class? Or take me through the step-by-step of when you learn a new routine and the experience for each of you from start to finish.
So we learn the routines, some in summer, some beginning of the school year. Then we just work on them, clean them.
Oh, so you start all the way back in the summer with... What is it? Is it videos that are sent to y'all with the ideas, or...?
We learn from a choreographer.
Oh, okay.
And then, usually it's just officer pieces during the summer.
Okay.
Team pieces is, like, beginning of school year.
Yeah.
Then we start competition season in, like, January. So, yeah, we have a while to, like, prepare them. We still have to get through all of football season, so we have to, like, take a little break on our competition season dances.
Totally.
So...
So, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the both of you did multiple different songs and dances throughout the show. Do you have a favorite routine that you did in the show, or a favorite style of dance, and why, to elaborate?
Yeah, we each had a lot of dances because we have our team dances, and then we have companies, and then officer dances.
Yeah, totally.
And my favorite style of dance would be contemporary, because contemporary is like the slow, like lyrical style of dance,
yeah.
And I just find it the most fun, and I get the most enjoyment out of performing it. And so for me, my favorite dance that I performed would be my squad dance. And squad dances are dances that the officers make up. So two officers will team up and create a dance for people, and that was my favorite because I got to choose the song and the style.
Student choreographed completely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the exact opposite. I like the sharp movement dances. I like jazz. I like hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Tap. I love tap. I just like.
What was that face?
She does not like tap.
No, I like doing tap. I'm just not the best at it.
That's
different.
Fair. Okay.
No, I just like any of that entertaining. Like, I'm not slow. I can't do the slow stuff. My favorite dance this year was Finale. It was really emotional. Last show, everyone was crying.
Yeah,
was
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was so sad.
So let's rewind the clock a bit, if you'll permit me. For each of you, I think it's evident that all of you have a passion for dance in some way, you know, the different styles, but you all really love doing it. What brought you to the Silver Stars and dancing in general initially? And how does that compare to where you are now?
Mm-hmm. So we were both actually competition dancers, and we went to the same studio.
Okay.
So we had been doing the same type of dancing at the same place for many, many years, and I think we just, with a lot of the Silver Stars as well, just wanted something new, and it's really awesome mm-hmm. to be able to get involved with your school while still dancing, doing our passion at the same time.
Yeah. So how has being a part of that team, that being the Silver Stars this year and maybe previous years, allowed you to become a better dancer, especially for the senior versus the junior here in the room? How might your experiences differ with all of that?
So I've not only grown as a dancer, but as a leader, because this year I was a junior lieutenant. So I learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot about how to work with my teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And that also helped with my dancing. It helped with my confidence in my dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I liked getting to know the girls a lot better on a different, more personal level. And yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I wouldn't say that we've grown like a ton dancing wise. We've definitely gotten stronger at different aspects of dance.
Yeah.
But the biggest growth that we feel is being leaders, because I was a junior lieutenant as well, and now I'm the captain.
Yeah.
So I've had an extra year to just like see what it's like to lead a group of 50 people, and it's a lot more stressful than I think most people would think. But yeah, we've been able to grow in that aspect.
Yeah, wow. And especially performing in this huge anticipated show, it's a pretty big deal. So talk to me what was going through your head as maybe you were walking on stage during the different dances. What sort of headspace are you in during a performance in the moment, looking out at practically the whole school? Were you nervous? Do you even remember it? Did it all flash by? What was all that like, the whole performing experience?
Yeah. Okay, I'll start. So we've been performing for our whole lives, basically. So I think we all have different ways that we prepare for performances. But
totally.
I think this year was probably the most stressful for me because I was in a lot of dances and I was the leader. So I feel like, I don't know, I felt like if the dances were messy, part of it would be like my fault. So I just wanted to make the show like the best it could possibly be. But mm-hmm. I think during the show, I'm not really focused on the fact that a lot of people are watching. I'm just out there having fun and trying to make each performance the best one.
Yeah, that's the same for me. When I'm out there, I'm kind of just thinking, like, live it up. This is your last time performing
yeah, right.
these dances.
Just have fun.
Yeah, we've worked all year. So just show the audience what you've been working for.
Totally. Is there any part of the show that the two of you maybe regret, or if you could change something about the performance or the experience in general, maybe what would that be?
I think a lot of performances, different nights, we just had like little mistakes here and there
mm-hmm.
that are just gonna come with the performances, but
right.
I don't think that we have any like major regrets. I think that we prepared well.
Yeah. Loved the experience.
Yeah.
And from the audience's perspective, it's like those little mistakes are never gonna be.
Right.
No
yeah.
one's a super cynical dance, you know, viewer
yes,
in the audience.
Yes, but like for the dancer, it's completely different. Like,
totally.
We get
yeah.
off and we're like, oh my god, that was terrible. And then you go talk
yeah.
after the show to all the audience members and they're like, that was awesome!
It boosts
like,
your ego right back up.
Yeah,
they don't even notice the small mistakes
that mm-hmm. we freak out about.
Yeah.
Totally. So, asking the, what I like to call the staple question of the podcast here, because it's very open-ended, but it's super fun. Do the both of you have any really funny or just any positive specific memories from the whole spring show experience that you love or you'll look back on and smile, that sort of thing to share with us here?
Well, at dress rehearsal, we have like really quick changes.
Yeah.
And was it me?
Oh! And it was like the first one, like we were just changing and it was like time to go on stage and like three officers were missing.
Oh no.
I had a full on panic attack.
And Jade yes. over here. So one of our costumes is pretty complicated too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you have to set it up before the quick
That sounds
change.
Really dumb. Like it's a really complicated
costume.
Oh
no, no,
costume.
Yeah. No, as a theater person, I totally understand
yeah.
the whole like quick changes and getting on and off super fast, trying to change before, you know, your next scene or your next number. So mm-hmm. I totally understand all the stresses behind that.
Yeah. Luckily it was only dress rehearsal, but we were waiting backstage for so long.
It felt like 20 minutes.
It felt like
I was panicking.
It felt
does.
Like 20
mm-hmm.
minutes. It really did.
Oh, yikes.
We were gonna get in trouble, so we were nervous.
I really liked watching the escorts do their thing.
Okay.
They're all really outgoing guys, and they were so pumped
yeah.
for the show. It was so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was really fun, and we got to choreograph that for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and the escorts and the teachers did a dance,
yeah,
right?
The
yeah,
teachers
yeah,
yeah. The
teachers
do. The SC choreographs that one.
Okay.
So that was their thing, but it was fun watching them too and the parents.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. So I think that is the last of the personal questions I have for the two of you. If you have anything else you'd like to add about the whole experience or anything you'd like to promote, plug, now is the time.
No, just... Yeah, just to thank everyone who came out and supported us, because we did put a lot of work into it, and I think it was really rewarding to see like friends and even people that we're not super close with come out, and a lot of teachers came to support, and that means a lot to us, so thank
yeah.
you.
We also want to thank our directors, because they put a lot of work into the show, and it really paid off, and they always want the best for us, and this show like turned out really great.
Yeah, it really did. So, in that case, that just about wraps it up for episode 11 of the Dispatch Podcast. Thank you so much for coming on. And for those listening, make sure to tune in next Friday on SoundCloud, Spotify, or The Dispatch Online for your weekly dose of interviews, experiences, and a whole lot of good stories. My name is Austin Savat. Have a fabulous Friday, Bulldogs.